I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. You just heard Crosstown Traffic by Jimi Hendrix off of Electric Ladyland. And I got in the background the Andre 3000 record that came out a couple months ago called New Blue Sun. It's a really good ambient, jazzy type album. I think a lot of people reduce it to being just a flute record, which I don't really understand. It's great. I don't want to reduce it just to background music, but it works really well in that context too. So yeah, if you enjoy what you're hearing in the background, you should definitely go check it out. Got a fun show up ahead. I did some record shopping this weekend because there was a big sale at a store I like, and I found some really cool stuff I've been looking for a while. So we're going to show that off on this hour, and that's exactly what we have up next. I found a promo copy of Honky Tonk Heroes by Waylon Jennings, so we're going to go ahead and get that started for you. Enjoy.
Low down, leaving sun. Done did everything that needs done. Woe is me, why can't I see? I'd best be leaving well enough alone. Them neon lighting lights couldn't stay out of fights. Keep a haunting me in memories. Well, there's one in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me? Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seems like it was just the other day. I was down at Green Gables, hawking them tables, and generally blowing all my hard-earned pay. Piano roll blues, danced holes in my shoes. There weren't another way to be. For lovable losers, no account boozers, and honky tonk heroes like me. Hey, hey.
There
All right, you just heard the title track from the Waylon Jennings record, Honky Tonk Heroes, 1973. One of the great country western records of all time, I think. And my first promo copy of an album I've ever owned, so I think that's pretty cool. Trying to figure out where it exactly originated from. It came from RCA, and I'm not exactly sure if it was meant to go to a radio station and be played through there, or if it was sent out to like a, you know, friend of the band or something like that. So gonna try to do my best to figure out where the record was originally meant for, because I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, past a couple weeks, Dead & Company has slowly been releasing all of the shows from Summer Tour onto streaming services. So if you've been interested to hear those are finally up on Spotify and Apple Music. Don't need to go through Nugs anymore. So I've been listening to a lot of the Dead & Company stuff that I saw this summer. It's been making me kind of miss Summer Tour. Really hoping for those Sphere dates to get announced. But a couple weeks ago, the Dead Ahead Festival happened, which I think I talked about last time I was on the air. Super cool festival with a lot of really talented musicians involved, and some of those recordings have finally surfaced. There's no official soundboards, because of course there isn't, and so it's up to the tapers. And luckily there's a couple of really good sounding tapes that have been floating around, and I got my hands on one, so we're going to listen to some of that. The song in particular is Dark Hollow, and Sturgill Simpson singing it, so I think that's fun. I'm going to go ahead and get that going for you guys. That was Dark Hollow, sung by Sturgill Simpson at the Dead Ahead Festival from a couple weeks ago. Listen to the rest of the two shows, and there's some good stuff in there. It's definitely still rough. You know, they're still kind of figuring out how to play with each other, but it's a really cool one-off show, which is, you know, I'm assuming that's what it's going to end up being. I'd love it if Sturgill started touring with them full-time, but I doubt it. He pretty famously suffered a vocal hemorrhage a few years ago that kind of put a pause on touring. So it's cool to see him back doing some live shows, even if they're pretty sporadic. So, another huge find from yesterday was Arthur from the Kinks. Been looking for this record for a really long time. For whatever reason, I can never find a good copy of it. And to buy one new is kind of ludicrously expensive. So I've been holding off. But I found a original reprise copy at the store yesterday, or a couple days ago, with the original insert and everything, which is pretty cool. And it sounds great, and one of my favorite records, so very happy to finally have that in my hands. And we're going to play the song that closes off the first side of that album. It's called Australia. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Australia by the Kinks off of Arthur. I say this most times that I play them on this show, but I really think the Kinks and the greater kind of British invasion conversation are forgotten about, and I think that's a crime. They were making some of the best music of the mid to late 60s. I'm taking a history of rock and roll class right now, and for the British Invasion class, there isn't a Kinks song on there, which I think is absolutely insane. Outside of how much I enjoy the music, I mean, like all day and all the night, and You Really Got Me are like super, you know, influential songs, specifically for being, you know, radio hits that heavily relied on distortion, and they introduced that to a lot of people, so kind of shocking that it's not included on the syllabus, but, you know, it is what it is. Got some Stevie Wonder up next. Going to switch up the pace a little bit. I was going back and, you know, I've long shifts at work give me a lot of time to, you know, listen to full albums, which is always nice. Very lucky that I'm, you know, in a position to do that. So I went back and listened to a Stevie Wonder record that I had never heard before, kind of shockingly, because I always talk about him on the show. And I've always said that, you know, Inner Visions, Fulfillingness is First Finale, and Songs in the Key of Life is the best three album run of all time. I'm going to amend that a little bit because he released a record before Inner Visions called Music of My Mind, which I think could slot it very nicely and make it the best four album run of all time. So here's a song from that record. This is Sweet Little Girl from Music of My Mind by Stevie Wonder. Enjoy.
Sweet little girl, you know your baby love you. Your love is driving me crazy, crazy, crazy. Sweet little girl, sweet little girl, you know your baby Steve is true. Your love is driving me crazy, crazy. Sweet, sweet mama, you know you drive your baby mad. Woo! Oh, my sweet, sweet mama, you're driving me mad. Come on, baby, you know your baby love you. I've given you cookies. Come on now, honey sugar. You know my baby loves you more than I love my clavinet. So baby, do me good. Do me good, baby. Sweet little girl, you know your baby loves you. Your love is driving. Sometimes you don't even answer, and you know I love you, and you just treat me all kind of ways. Come on now, honey sucker, you know your baby's the one on your on the love dial. You know you got my nose. Can't you hear me talking to you, honey? I try to treat you good, give you everything you want. Sometimes I see you making love with your little doll, but I still love you more than I love my clavinet. Come on now, honeysuckle. You know your baby love you. You know, just the other day I was gonna take you to go see a movie, Sweet Sweet Back. I thought it might give you some inspiration, cause we ain't made love in so long, honey. Come on now, sweet little trickle. Well, honey, baby, now what if you knew I was gonna put my harmonica down just to make love to you? Come on now, honey. You know the wolf is waiting on you. Come on now, baby. You know your baby loves you.
All right, Sweet Little Girl. Stevie Wonder, Music in My Mind, 1972. A lot of forward-thinking production on that record. Not particularly on that track, but... the opening two tracks from that record are super, like, full is the best way I can describe it. There's a lot going on sonically. Really cool couple of tracks, but they're a little long, even for this show. So, you know, gotta cut some corners where I can. Got some Flying Burrito Brothers up next. Really classic late 60s little country rock outfit that unfortunately only released two albums, and only one of which I would consider great, but this album, Gilded Palace of Sin, is one of the most influential sort of country rock albums of all time. Basically, the Eagles stole their whole flow and did it much worse. So yeah, next time you want to listen to the Eagles, listen to the Flying Burrito Brothers instead. I'm going to give you an example as to why. Here's My Uncle by the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Lots of things about my mama and papa.
busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Thank you, Willie. Before that, you heard My Uncle by the Flying Burrito Brothers. A really fun record that I've had on repeat for a while, past couple weeks. Good stuff, as always. Got some Jerry Garcia Band up next. Some 1980s Jerry Garcia Band, to be specific. I don't really know how I feel like I say this all the time, but I don't know how I haven't played something from this show yet. One of JGB's most famous shows is from Keene College on February 28th, 1980. It's called After Midnight when it's released, because the show started around like 11 and, you know, went past midnight. So thought it would be fitting to play After Midnight from that show. It's one of my favorite renditions of that song. So I'm gonna go ahead and get that started for y'all.
Thank you. gonna sing. After midnight, we gonna chug a little shit. Gonna cause talking suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we gonna let it all in. Mm-hmm.
All right, that was After Midnight by the Jerry Garcia Band, February 28th, 1980, King College. Fun show for a lot of reasons, but Robert Hunter was also playing with them that night, which I think is pretty cool. I can't think of a lot of Grateful Dead stuff that Hunter was actually, you know, present and playing for, so pretty cool little detail. I got some Willie Nelson up next, a classic from Shotgun Willie. This is Devil in a Sleeping Bag. Enjoy.
Just got back from New York City. Chris and Rita done it all. Raw perfection there for all the world to see. Lord, I heard an angel singing in the Philharmonic Hall. Rita Coolidge, Rita Coolidge, clap for me.
And the devil shivered in his sleeping bag. Such a drag. If we could make it home Friday, we can ride. And the devil shivered in his sleeping bag. And the devil shivered in his sleeping bag.
All right, got some Bob Marley and the Wailers up next. Found a record at the store that I had never heard of before, and that's because it's early Bob Marley and the Wailers, not on streaming. It's a record called Soul Rebels, produced by Lee Scratch Perry, RIP legend. It's super stripped back for, I guess, a Bob Marley record. It's pretty, the production's pretty bare bones, but I really like it, and I had heard a couple of the songs before, but they were re-recorded for a later compilation release from the Wailers, so I hadn't heard these versions of these songs before. So, pretty cool little find. I'm going to go ahead and get that going. This is No Sympathy by Bob Marley and the Wailers off of Soul Rebels. Enjoy.
For me, I'm on my way
All right, got a couple more songs for you, and then I'm going to have to get going. That was No Sympathy by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Got some Little Feet up next. Here's Oh Atlanta from Waiting for Columbus. Enjoy. Right, that was Oh Atlanta by Little Feet, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Stranger Waves. So a new schedule comes out next week. Not entirely sure what that is going to look like quite yet. I'm going to try to keep this same slot, and pretty sure I should be able to, but if something changes, I'll make sure to update y'all. and I will be back next week at some point, potentially not during this slot, but, you know, we'll see. I'm going to play some Ween for you, and then I'm going to get going. Yeah, this is Take Me Away from Chocolate and Cheese, which it's having its anniversary pretty soon, and the band is playing the record in its entirety in Philadelphia in a couple months. So if you're in Philly, go see them. Ween is a ton of fun. Here's Take Me Away by Ween, and I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Sorry about that, Rivendell's the worst. Enjoy.